Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would go in the Scriptures to Luke, the 18th chapter, Luke 18:1, it said, Jesus spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It goes on to describe the parable that Jesus spoke to them and a number of things after that that are in line with this. But he said the reason he was telling them those things was so that we would what? Always pray and not faint. Listen to another translation. The Amplified says that Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward. Not to faint, lose heart, and give up. Being unbelieving and lazy spiritually is the coward's way. It actually takes courage to be a believer. I didn't say a religious person. I said a believer. Somebody that's really born again. Somebody that's really following the Lord. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of strength because you're actually swimming upstream against this ungodly world and against religion. You know, one of the greatest enemies to Christianity is religion. And so Jesus said, you've made the Word of God of no effect by your traditions. But here he said, always pray. Say it out loud, always pray. And don't turn coward. Don't, or as John Wayne might say, don't turn yeller. Right? And basically he said, the Amplified goes on to say, don't faint, don't give up. Why do people quit praying? They gave up because they came to the conclusion it wasn't doing them any good. Didn't matter. And one of the things that we saw last time we talked about this is that just praying doesn't mean you're accomplishing anything. You must pray correctly and you must pray about the right things. You can pray wrong and you can pray, your prayers and mine could be wasted motion. We're going to see that again in a moment. So just because you prayed something and it didn't happen does not mean prayer doesn't work. Amen. Nor does it mean the Lord let you down, right, or didn't care. Remember we were singing earlier? He's good.
He is.
No matter what you feel, what it looks like, he's still good.
Yeah.
And if it looks like he's not, there's nothing wrong with him. There's something wrong with the way you're looking. Men ought always to pray and not faint, not quit, not give up. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, don't turn there, let me just read a couple of these to you. It says, pray without ceasing. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. James, as we studied last time, it says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The Amplified says it like this, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Right prayer is amazing. Now you don't give the glory to the prayer, but to the one who answered the prayer. And if you prayed, that's great, you're to be commended. But when the thing happens, don't say, man, we prayed hard, man, this, man, that. Well, you didn't answer the prayer. Right. Give the glory to the one who answered the prayer.
Amen.
Right? Not to the prayer, not to the prayer, but to the one who answered the prayer. That's where the glory and the credit belongs. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew. Well, I tell you what, do it like this. Go to Luke 11, and then we'll turn right to Matthew 6, because these are two accounts of the same thing. I want to read something in Luke, then we'll go straight to Matthew. You know, I'm still moving too quick. All right, put the brakes on that. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8. How many know prayer is a big subject? Romans 8, 26. Let's look at this in preface for Luke and Matthew. In Romans 8, 26, he says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Now, a lot of times when people see the word infirmities in the King James, they think sickness, but it doesn't literally mean sickness. It means weakness. Now, the weakness could be the result of a sickness, but it could be the result of something else. In this case, he goes on in just a moment to tell you what that weakness is. The weakness here is not sickness. The weakness is ignorance. He said the Spirit helps our weaknesses, for we what? Know not. This is the specific weakness he's referring to, and it is a big weakness. Not knowing what we should pray for as we ought. Didn't say you don't know what to pray for. You don't know what to pray for as you ought to know. We know in part. And the Scripture also said in Corinthians, if any man think that he knows anything, he doesn't know anything yet as he ought to know it. We know very little compared to what there is to know, and certainly compared to what God knows. And so always be willing to acknowledge that, you know, instead of being so adamant. People are so quick to say that God let them down, or to say that, you know, God wasn't there for them. Could it be there's just a lot of stuff you don't know? And when you find it out, you'll go, oh, oh, no wonder. Okay, and you'll find out he was faithful.
Amen.
He didn't let you down. There's just a lot of stuff we don't know. And one of the things we don't know, we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit helps us. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. He helps us in this area of not knowing what to pray for like we ought to know. There are some things we don't know that we ought to know. That's a little weak. Anybody drive a car? A lot of you, that's how you got here. How many know there's some things you ought to know before you drive a car?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You ought to know that you got to have gas in the car. Right?
Yeah.
You ought to know what the brake pedal's for. And if you just go, you know, jamming on, and you don't, you wonder what that pedal's for. Boom! And you say, well, I didn't know what it was for. Yeah, but you ought to know. Right? You should know before you get in there and turn the key. There's some things you ought to know. Well, there's some things we ought to know about prayer. But it's amazing how people have been saved 2 days and think they're an expert on prayer. You get somebody that's been saved for 2 weeks, and if you suggest, you know, no, you're not praying right about that. Oh, you tell me I'm not praying right. This is between me and the Lord. Well, wrong is wrong.
Yes.
Do you want to get some answers or not?
Yes.
Well, then you need to find out what that pedal's for.
Right.
Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
And it's possible to have been a church-going Christian for 50 years and not know how to pray. It's possible.
Yes.
And one of the signs that you don't know how to pray is that prayer after prayer doesn't get answered.
Right.
Should be a clue. Right?
Right. Yes.
We should say, hey, what's up? Right? Last 12 prayers, no answer. Well, see, you got a choice. You can be a dummy and blame God and believe the devil's lies. God don't care. Is God even real? All this goofy stuff. Or you can have some understanding and go, Lord, looks like there's some things I ought to know that I don't know. How many would like to find out the things you ought to know about what to pray for? Say it out loud right now. This would be a good prayer. We know it's in line with the Word. We know it's His will. Say it out loud. Father God,
Father God,
I want to know.
I'm
asking you.
Teach me.
Show me.
What I ought to know.
About what to pray for.
About how to pray.
I acknowledge
there is so much
I don't know,
but I want to know.
And I'm asking
for knowledge,
for understanding,
for wisdom
concerning prayer.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You believe He heard that?
You believe He grants that request?
Yes, He does.
Well, then get ready. You'll learn some more tonight. Well, you know, maybe laying on your bed, something will come to you. Getting up in the morning, getting ready to go, something will come to you. As the days go forward, you will learn things and I will learn things we ought to have known and ought to know. And there will be a whole lot of, oh, no wonder. And then you'll get excited because now your prayer is going to get answered.
Amen.
It can be a good thing finding out where you were wrong because you can make an adjustment and get it right.
That's good.
Well, not knowing what to pray for as we ought, let's go back now to Luke, the 11th chapter, because Jesus Himself, the head of the church, gave us specifics about what to pray for. In Luke 11, in verse 1, Luke 11, 1, it said, it came to pass that as Jesus was doing what? He was praying. Now, our first lesson along this line, we saw Jesus prayed. And He prayed a lot. Sometimes pray all night long. And we concluded, if Jesus needs to pray, we need to pray. If Jesus prayed a lot, we should pray a lot. The servant's not above his master, right? If Jesus needed to pray, we need to pray. And I know it sounds kind of humorous, but you do know most church-going people don't pray much. Very, very little.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me